bed calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home.
Hello. My name is Matt, and I'm the host of Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. The show you're going to be listening to for the next hour? Well, maybe you can't tune in for the whole show, but fear not, because you can catch us online anytime at the show blog, australiedradio.com, where we feature all of our archive podcasts and interviews. They're all tabbed there on the left. We have lots of interviews over the last 4 years. And this week we have a brand new interview with Jenny Ritter. She is a folk singer based in Vancouver, British Columbia. I caught up with her at the Arts Wells Music Festival just a couple of months ago up here in British Columbia. Our last handful of interviews were all recorded up there, and I dare say I'll be back next year to meet some fresh folks from Australia and Canada. Lots of Australian musicians who end up at Wells too. Last week, of course, we had Joey Only, and I think next week we're probably going to get into my interview with Jerry Hanna, a legendary Vancouver musician who was part of the Subhumans, so stay tuned for that. But this week is Jenny Ritter. We're going to kick off the show with some older tracks. We're going to revisit a favourite of this show and a favourite of a lot of Australian music lovers. The band is UMI, all-time legends. Been around since 1989 and still going strong with the latest album with the unusual title of Porridge and Hot Sauce. We're going to play for you one of the songs off that. It came out last year. But I want to get into a couple of tracks from their very first EP. So here's something special. It's kind of cool to juxtapose the very first couple of songs the band puts out with kind of the very latest, you know, over a 20-year span. Of course, UMI have so many incredible albums and singles, and we're only going to play for you three tracks today. Two from the EP that came out in 1991 called Snake Tide. It was the very first six-track extended play out on Timber Yard Records, an independent label. And who would have known that from these humble beginnings, the band featuring frontman Tim Rogers would go on to become an Australian institution. The main, of course, lineup of the band is Tim Rogers on vocals and main songwriting duties and guitar, David Lane on lead guitar, Andy Kent on bass, and Russell Hopkinson on drums. But this EP back in 91 was with a different lineup with Tim. Tim Rogers is the only remaining member of that original band, original three-piece. So let's get right into it now. I want to play for you, two tracks from this EP. I hope you enjoy it. It's rarities for this band for sure. First up, we're going to hear a song called, I think, Drink It Dry, and then we're going to hear a song called Conscience, and then a track from off the new album, Porridge and Hot Sauce, and the track is going to be called Good Advices.
Straight anymore, so you run. Oh, yeah, you run. Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Thank you for tuning in to Stranded for this week. There's the new album from UMI called Porridge and Hot Sauce, and that was the track called Good Advices. And we went way, way back to the start of their career, 1991, with two tracks off their debut EP called Snake Tide. Definitely rarities for the band. So much incredible music in between there. Maybe we'll do this another week where we'll play a couple of really, really early tracks from another EP, and then some fresher songs from Tim and the Boys. So this week we have a guest, Jenny Ritter. Our interview is coming up pretty soon, and we can look forward to some new Canadian music too in the second half of the show, including a great new artist from Vancouver named Janaya Salmond. Now here's an interesting new artist from Australia. Her name is Tash Sultana. She is 21 years old and she's from Melbourne, and she's created a fair bit of buzz around. She is a street performer, a busker, and completely self-taught singer-songwriter and beatboxer. And this song of hers has been picked up around the world. And it's called Jungle. It's off her debut EP. After that, we're going to hear another track from This Way North, the band we featured last week, a two-piece from Melbourne. And then we'll get into a track from Jenny Ritter. So here we go. Here's Tash Sultana from Melbourne, Australia. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much moved on from it. I pretty much thought you had to. I pretty much moved on from it. I thought you had to. Why'd you bring it up again? You got me wondering why I'm wondering. You get so mad, mad, but you never really explain why this is bothering you. Pretty much moved on from it. I pretty much thought you had to. I pretty much moved on from it. I thought you had to. Back to the start again. It's a loop that won't stop, 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 stop. Back to the start again. It's a loop you got to drop. Wind it up and let it go. You gotta let it go. Pretty much moved on from it. I pretty much thought you had to. I pretty much moved on from it. I thought you had to. Moved on from it. I pretty much thought you had to. I pretty much moved on from it. I thought you had to. I pretty much moved on from it. I pretty much thought you had to. I pretty much moved on. You had to, I thought you had to, I thought you had to, I thought.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
You are tuned into Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. Three brand new Australian tracks there in a row. First up, Tash Sultana from Melbourne and her song Jungle off her debut EP. She's only 21 years old, a self-taught singer-songwriter and busker. She's been making some waves around Australia and overseas. She's going to be touring soon. And then the next band there was This Way North, a two-piece from Melbourne. And finally, Jenny Ritter, who is this week's extra special guest. That was Museum Song from her brand new album called Raised by Wolves. Now, we caught up with Jenny Ritter at the Arts Worlds Music Festival just a month or two back. She is one of the best voices in Vancouver, has been for quite a long time, previously as member of the band The Gruff. And she's been making music as a solo artist since about 2012. Her last album was called Bright Mainland, and her latest is Raised by Wolves. She does a lot of work also with the Kingsgate Chorus Choir in Vancouver, so she stays very busy. All right, here's my chat with Jenny Ritter. Okay, we're here with one more interview at the Arts Worlds Festivals 2016. I'm with Jenny Ritter. She's just about to perform at the Bears Hall.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about 3 or 4 years ago, I think. I'm wondering what life's been for you since. I remember you talking about Sweden, that you're about to go to Sweden. Did that happen, and have you been
back? Yeah, I've been there 3 times now. Sweden is sweet. Sweden's like, maybe it works well because it's a lot like Canada in terms of geography and what people like musically. They're really into the like indie folk thing I'm doing. They kind of get it. Swedes are pretty like into folk music in general. They learn it really early in school, and everybody's got this kind of general folk music knowledge that I feel like Canadians, North Americans don't have. It's like kind of exciting to go there and see this like comprehension in their eyes. Like, I get this, I know what you're doing, you know?
And I mean, they have a different education system too.
Oh yeah,
like,
big
people
time.
Get free music lessons and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you can go to school for free there. This guy over here would like to know what time it is.
It is 8:30.
That's now in a radio interview, buddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. That's Jenny Ritter being of service.
Jenny Ritter being a jerk. All right, what were you saying?
So Sweden, yeah, that's really cool. Like, so like, you know, the minstrel tradition, something deeper roots maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. It's exciting. I hope to go back there again next year.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, it just occurred to me to segue into what you do with the choir in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Is that you're, in a way, you're giving people there in East Vancouver an opportunity to learn music in a different format that
totally.
You don't get at school.
Yep.
So maybe in Sweden you could. But Vancouver, how's that going?
Yeah, the choir's going great. We break for the summer, but this summer we had a couple of festivals, so we didn't actually take the whole summer off this year. But we'll get started full on in September again. I was thinking about the school thing you were saying, and I really fully, 100% would not be a musician had I not been in an intensive music program in high school. I never would have had the guts to get on stage to even try it out if somebody didn't make me. Like, my teachers were like, well, this is 50% of your grade, so go up there and do that.
Huh.
You know, and I hated it at the time, and now it's what I do, so I really think that school music education might actually be like one of the most important things to have a thriving arts culture in a country. But you know, maybe our fancy new government will take some initiative. I think they're already starting to.
Well, Trudeau's a different kettle of fish to the Harper.
Exactly.
He's today down at the Pride Parade in Vancouver, like, yeah. Well, that's a really good point, because think about how many great people out there who didn't go to their very first open mic because they were too scared and they never did anything.
Exactly. That would have been me. Like, that fully would have been me if I didn't have the instruction and the support and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, you're an incredibly seasoned performer. I've seen you already just on weekend. with a band, you just literally got together, like...
Kind of. It's comprised of people that I have played with at many different times in my life. So the bass player and I were in a band together for 7 years that broke up 7 years ago, and we haven't played since, but it's still like, thing, we are still really, really compatible musically, which I just found out yesterday and was super fun and exciting. We had one rehearsal and boop, man, got on stage.
I've noticed that in a couple of acts around here that have said the same thing this weekend, how quickly people get together, and I guess that's what being a pro is about.
Totally. I think Artswell is particularly good for that because there are just so many people. Like, I've been here 9 times. Like, I know so many people here. We all know so many people here. And I think there's a spirit of collaboration here, even though this isn't one of those festivals that throws people together in a workshop format very often anymore. It's still, I think people are taking the initiative to do it themselves. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that sense of camaraderie. And in fact, I think I saw you mouthing the lyrics to David Samad's song.
Just I've sang with him before.
Ah, okay. He's in the background.
Yeah.
And Jenny is just about to follow him up. And I guess I'll let you go because you've got some prep to do.
Yeah, I have a really important list to make of potential band names.
Did you want to reveal any to the listeners here? Or
well, I mean, since it's there were some good ones we came up with yesterday. Since it's an all-lady band, we've got, what have we got? We got Jenny and the Underwires, Jenny and the Maxi Pads. These are really kind of weird, sexist names. Jenny and the Vulvinators. But then we've got some more neutral ones, like Jenny and the Ritter Sports. Right now, I just came up with Jenny Ritter and the Samards. Since we've been drinking a fair bit, I've got Jenny and the Bedspins. I like that one.
That's cool.
Anyway, you know, hopefully one of these will stick, but every band is different, so I think I just need to come up with names like this all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And it helps the creativity, too.
Yeah,
Well, thanks, Jenny. One last question. Your latest record is...
Raised by Wolves.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You played the title track yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
JennyRitter.com?
JennyRitterMusic.com. C-A.
Right.
Yeah.
JennyRitterMusic.ca.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, thanks and enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. 'cause there are things I do in
friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Anti-Social Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. We have a presence online, a couple of different places you can find us. We're on Twitter at AusStranded, and we're also at a show blog called AusStrandedRadio.com, where you can find all of our archived interviews, including that one you just heard there. That was my chat with Jenny Ritter at the 2016 Arts Wells Music Festival in Wells, BC. From one great Vancouver voice to another, that was Jenny Ritter next to Janaya Salmon. She's a brand new artist, very interesting sound, beautiful voice, and she has come from quite a musical pedigree. She's already been a session musician since the age of 17, primarily as a percussionist, and she's just released her debut EP called Permanent Things. She's been playing around Vancouver a fair bit, and just about to head out on her first major tour as well. So let's hear a track from her debut. It's a song called For Joni, which I'm assuming is meaning for Joni Mitchell. And after that, we're going to hear from Nathaniel Crickey, another great artist from Vancouver who I got to know. And he has a new album out called Direction Home. We'll hear a track from that. But first up, here's Janaya Salmon.
For being the writer you are, coining a term that many take time to learn, how to treasure moments before they're gone. Joni, thank you for being the teacher. To you, reminded me of what is important. Thank you.
Joni, thank you for being the woman you are. Coining a term that I finally learned how to treasure moments before they're gone. How to treasure moments before they're gone. Treasure moments before they're
just as far as you can roam. Always She was someone I only dreamed of. I was too scared to make a stand. She was all my life. Yes, she shined so bright for a stupid boy in an ugly town. I'd go stand by the river, watch the barges floating past with their coal so black. Almost every weekend behind the factory with my friend. Then we'd get in fights, just another boring night for a stupid boy in an ugly town. I'd hear songs on the radio with their airbrushed harmonies. They didn't sound like me. They said I'd always be a stupid boy in an ugly town. She said, oh, I was a stupid boy in an ugly town. Our stories that change as they are told, but a part of me will always be a stupid boy in an ugly town.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
And we're just about out of time here on Stranded for another week. First up was Janaea Salmon out of Vancouver with the song For Joni. And you can find her online at janaeasalmon.com. That name is J-A-N-A-Y-A. S-A-L-M-O-N-D. And next up was Nathaniel Crickey, formerly of Abbotsford. He is on his way back home to Alberta to live. And his latest album is appropriately titled Direction Home. We heard his track Rome On. And that was followed by Rodney DeCrew with Ugly Boy in an Ugly Town. So we will be back next week, hopefully with another interview. This week was Jenny Ritter. If you missed that interview, you can find it online. AustrandedRadio.com is our blog with all of our archive, podcasts and interviews. I'm going to leave you with one more track now from Vancouver from the band Douse. They are a three-piece, formerly known as Alaya Ray. Definitely keep an eye on this band. They're cutting edge, fine three-piece. This song is called I Am More Directed, from the debut LP The Light in You Has Left. This song, according to the band, is a homage to women who've been harassed, abused, and degraded based on personal experience. So here it is. Here's the track, I Am More Directed, from Douse. This has been Stranded. Bye for now.